This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. The once-a-decade headcount known as the census could either be winding down at the end of the week or ramping back up. Whichever way, Massachusetts is poised to hand over citizen data to prop up the numbers. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Galvin has offered up state records to supplement what he described as shortcomings in the census due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this comes as a federal judge has ordered the Census Bureau to stop winding down operations, at least until a court hearing is held later on this week. So, Matt, you've been following this story. What's the status of that relationship between Galvin and the feds, and what's the latest?
Yeah, Secretary Galvin wrote a letter last week to Census Bureau Director Dillingham asking him to consider some administrative records and some of the state's own counts as supplements to the counting efforts that is underway in the census. The secretary said he has real concerns that the census is missing key populations in Massachusetts and that the state is being undercounted. And this isn't the first time he has raised concerns about how the census has handled this year's decennial count. He is worried that they abruptly tried to end the counting on September 30th, about a month before it was originally supposed to conclude. He thinks they're missing key immigrant populations, students, another group that he's worried about undercounting, especially those living in dormitories or that were displaced because of the pandemic and maybe living in off-campus housing and not getting captured by the census. He has written to the census before and asked them to consider this information. He has not been responded to in a manner that's satisfactory to him, and he continues to write and offer up information. So this is a bit of a time with great implications for the next 10 years for the state of Massachusetts.
Speaking of students, many children in Massachusetts are heading back to classes this week, starting 10 days later than normal. Now, in Connecticut, many schools that opened already were either quarantining teachers or sent kids home as coronavirus cases popped up. So what's the plan for Massachusetts schools if that happens? And what are we expecting as teachers begin another school year?
Yeah, it's a real risk. And even before students have been welcomed back into Massachusetts schools, we've seen districts abruptly changing plans. For instance, in Dedham, after there was a cluster of COVID-19 cases linked to a high school party, actually to watch a Bruins playoff game, that school district changed its plans to begin phasing students in person about a week from now after remote starts. So it's tenuous times right now, and teachers are also among those very concerned about the start of school and whether or not these buildings are safe, whether or not there's enough testing in place. They would like, the major unions would like to see a pause on in-person learning to start remotely to give more time to consider how best to safely return to school, either fully in person or hybrid. But a lot of districts by September 16th of this week must begin with whatever plan they put in place. And for a lot of them, that means bringing students and teachers back into the classroom.
One slowdown of the coronavirus pandemic is, of course, the passage of the annual state budget. I think the last time we talked about this, you mentioned lawmakers were hoping to get an infusion of cash from Washington. That hasn't materialized yet. So briefly, what are lawmakers saying about a timeline to pass a budget, and how challenging is that balancing act?
Very challenging for them. If you hear them and if you listen to what the governor has been saying, well, this is the unprecedented nature of trying to budget in the pandemic is giving them a lot of difficulty. As we know, they were really hoping by now to have an understanding of how much federal aid they could count on. It will really make a difference in terms of what the budget looks like, whether or not they're having to cut deeply into programs because of declining revenue, or if they have federal money for support. Congress, as you know, has been unable to reach another deal for a new coronavirus stimulus package. It appears increasingly unlikely. unlikely that that's going to get done from Congress before the election now, which complicates the state budgeting. The state is currently operating on a three-month budget that expires at the end of October. The governor has said he's hopeful that they will have enough information by then to put one in place. But what we're seeing is revenues in some quarters are declining. Other expenses, including health care on the state's major mass health Medicaid program, also declining, which is not something they've expected. So there's just a lot of different moving pieces here that no one really knows how, when you pull one string, the other one will be impacted. So, you know, they are going to take them their time. And some lawmakers are saying that even by the end of October, it may not be possible yet to put in place a long-term budget.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.